Divinity and Divine Service, Text 19. Siddhara dut samo bhava kama lobha dayashche cheta etar anabhidham stitam satve prasidati. Siddhara dut samo bhava kama lobha dayashche cheta etar anabhidham stitam satve prasidati. Siddhara dut samo bhava kama lobha dayashche cheta etar anabhidham stitam satve prasidati. Sada, at that time, raja, in the mode of passion, tama, the mode of ignorance, bhava, the situation, kama, lust and desire, lobha, hankering, adaya, others, cha, and yea, whatever they are, cheta, the mind, etai, by these, anavidam, without being affected, sitam, being fixed, sattve, in the mode of goodness, proceed that he thus becomes fully satisfied. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Purport. A living being in his normal constitutional position is fully satisfied in spiritual bliss. This state of existence is called Brahma-Bhuta, or Atmanandi, or the state of self-satisfaction. This self-satisfaction is not like the satisfaction of the inactive fool. The inactive fool is in the state of foolish ignorance, whereas the self-satisfied Atmanandi is transcendental to the material state of existence. This stage of perfection is attained as soon as one is fixed in irrevocable devotional service. Devotional service is not inactivity, but the unalloyed activity of the soul. The soul's activity becomes adulterated in contact with matter, and as such, the diseased activities are expressed in the form of lust, desire, hankering, inactivity, foolishness, and sleep. The effect of devotional service becomes manifest by complete elimination of these effects of passion and ignorance. The devotee is fixed at once in the mode of goodness, and makes further progress to rise to the position of Vasudeva, or the state of unmixed sattva, or shuddha sattva. Only in this shuddha sattva state can one always see Krishna eye to eye by dint of pure affection to the Lord. A devotee is always in the mode of unalloyed goodness, therefore he harms no one. But the non-devotee, however educated he may be, is always harmful. A devotee is neither foolish nor passionate. The harmful, foolish, and compassionate. The harmful, foolish, and compassionate cannot be devotees of the Lord, however they may advertise themselves as devotees of the dress. A devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different. Qualitatively, both the Lord and his devotee are one and the same. Om Ajnana Kamananda Sajna Jana Shakara Chakshu Nama Sajna. Translation again. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and anger, disappear from the heart. Then the devotee is established in goodness, he becomes completely happy. We must always be aware that there are such things as contaminations. The material atmosphere we live in is contaminated, and because we associate with that material atmosphere, our hearts are contaminated to the core. There are so many unnatural things plugging up our hearts, interfering with our dormant love of Krishna. Material nature means passionate ignorance. Very little goodness in the age of Kali. Passionate ignorance means hankering, desiring material things, struggling to get them, or else inactivity. State of intoxication, laziness, sluggishness. This is the effect of contact with material nature. As long as these diseases afflict the consciousness, spiritual life is impossible. As long as you are burning with the fever of material desire, lust, and as long as we are sunk in ignorance, laying around like in a coma, watching the days and nights pass while our mind spaces out. As long as these things are there, there's no question of understanding who I am, what is God, why I'm here. We need to be purified. Unless you accept the need for purification, you'll not be serious about Krishna consciousness. If someone doesn't know they're sick, why will they go to a doctor? Why will they take the doctor's instructions seriously? First, you have to understand you are sick, and then be very eager and enthusiastic to take up the process of purification. It's not that we just walk around in the world and everything's all right. I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm talking to this, I'm talking to that, doing this, doing that. It's not that that's going on. It's not that you're doing that without any effect. No. When you participate in material nature, you become contaminated. Just by walking around, breathing, existing. For example, just by going into the water, by diving into the ocean, you get wet. No question about it. Similarly, by living in this material world, you become contaminated. A human being who wants to be intelligent tries to understand, how to become free from this contamination? How do I purify myself? Because it's this contamination of passion and ignorance that is causing me so many problems. People talk, like yesterday you were talking about, yes, everyone I know says they've got problems, too many problems. They don't know what the real problem is. The real problem is contamination by passion and ignorance. How to purify the heart so that problem is corrected? They have no idea. They can't see the source of their problems. Just like if you have a fever and you simply are thinking how to deal with the external symptoms of the fever, you miss the point. You've got to get to the root of the problem of material existence. And there's no way you can do that without purification. The Bhagavatam is telling you very confidently and definitely here. As soon as you begin the process of transcendental loving devotional service to the Lord, then the effects of passion and ignorance disappear from the heart. Then you become established at least in the mode of goodness, and you become happy. Of course, Krishna consciousness is not simply the material mode of goodness. Real Krishna consciousness is behind even the mode of goodness. But at least you can come to the material mode of goodness and then make further progress beyond the grip completely of the modes of material nature. How do you come immediately to the material mode of goodness? That's why we have the four rules and the chanting. Simply by following the four rules and chanting the prescribed number of rounds a day, you'll immediately be in the mode of goodness. Then you become peaceful and happy. Self-satisfied with the real wealth from within. Once established in the mode of goodness, you can make further progress. Become a transcendentalist beyond even material goodness. But at least come to the material mode of goodness. Abstain from the four sinful activities. Chant Hare Krishna. As we come to goodness, we'll start to understand I need to become active in Krishna's service. The goal of life isn't to lay around like a log on the ground in the forest, a dead log. All sorts of bugs underneath, moist on the bottom, dry on the top. What do you do with those kind of dead logs in the forest? You fire them? Just let them rot, huh? We don't want to be like that. Dead log. Let you rot in the forest by Tom's crew. The bugs crawling under us, the moths crawling over us. We want to be active in Krishna service. Material life in the mode of passion means how to be active for our sense gratification, how to pursue our lust and greed. And sometimes people, they get frustrated with living in this world and they choose the mode of ignorance, which is actually worse. Just lay around in an intoxicated, dead-like, stone-like condition. Spacing out day after day after day. As we become purified of passion, which means lust, greed, desire, and ignorance, which means laying around in a dead-like condition, as we become purified of those two influences, we start to want to become active in serving Krishna. I want to do something for Krishna. I've got to do something. I've got strength. I've got some intelligence. I've got some energy. What can I do to try and please Krishna? That is a sign of someone who has life. When you're hearing the Hare Krishna mantra, this automatically happens. From your heart comes the desire, I want to do something to please the Lord. Because when you're chanting, you're saying, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. So naturally, if you're following the four regular principles and you're chanting properly, the next step is what? How can I serve Krishna? I've got energy, I've got skills, I've got abilities. What to do? That's the sign that we are becoming purified. When we inquire, how can we serve Krishna? That means we're coming out of our stone-like, dead-log condition. It is natural to be active because the soul is always active. But in the material world, the soul's activity is expressed in a diseased way. And in Krishna consciousness, the soul's activity is expressed in its original purity. Prabhupada explains here that a devotee is always qualified with all the good qualities of God. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different. Quantitatively, such qualifications may be different. You cannot have all the qualities of Krishna. And the ones that you do have are in minute quantities. For example, Narayan, Lord Narayan, displays 94% of the qualities of Krishna. It's not that Narayan is less than Krishna. Narayan is expansion of Krishna, but when Krishna is as Narayan, Krishna doesn't display his full quality. Krishna has four things that no other form of the Lord will display. Exquisite beauty, attractive flute playing, surrounded by his loving devotees. What's the other one? Pastimes, loving pastimes, very intimate pastimes. These are four qualities that Krishna will not display in other incarnations, other forms of Godhead. Narayan has everything except those four things. Not that Narayan is missing something, no. Krishna is the complete whole, whether as Krishna or Lord Narayan or Vishnu, whatever. But in the other forms of Godhead, Krishna doesn't display all these qualities. They're there, he does not display them. And Lord Shiva, 84% of the qualities of Krishna. Lord Shiva is in a special category, neither living entity nor God, in between. Just like to know that the
studying the books. The expansions of Godhead are known as Vishnu Tattva, and the living entity is known as Jiva Tattva. But Shiva is in a category of all through Tattva, Shiva Tattva, in between living entity and God. The Lord Shiva has 84% of the qualities of Krishna. And Lord Brahma and the living entity, 78%. So at most, we can develop 78% of the qualities of the Lord. And even so, it'll be in minute quantity. So all the qualities that attract you about people in this world, they're all found in perfection, unlimitedly in Krishna. And the more we can hear about Krishna and teach others about Krishna, the more the motive of passion and ignorance will stay out of our life. We should want to become dear to Krishna. How do you become dear to Krishna? He tells me at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Natasisma Manusheshu Kashtin Me Priyakritam. There's no one more dear to me than the one who teaches my glories to others, nor will there ever be one more dear to me. There you have it. Can I be dear to Krishna? This is the way. That people are so fallen, that people are so degraded today, what does that mean? You should just stay in your house, lock the door, and they're so degraded out there. I don't know what to do. No. You should be intelligent and realize that they're so degraded means there's a lot of service for me to do. A lot of credit to get from Lord Chaitanya. Good chance for me to please Lord Chaitanya. So much service around. So many people are out of it. I mean, I can become recognized by the Lord. Just like doing a world war. An ordinary farmer boy can go off to the front line to the battlefield and come back a hero. Similarly, in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, an ordinary person can take up the preaching work and become recognized by the Lord. There's no special qualification needed except to simply say what Krishna says and to live according to what Krishna says. Teach and practice. Then you can be a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's service is so wonderful that even other incarnations of Godhead, they also want to participate in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Advaita Acharya, when you say Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhupada, Sri Advaita, Lord Advaita, he's more or less, you could say, Mahavishnu. He's Mahavishnu coming down to taste the nectar of the Sankirtan movement, to taste the nectar of being a servant of the Lord. So sometimes Advaita Acharya jumps up in ecstasy and starts saying, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya. I'm a servant of the servants of Lord Chaitanya. And he sits down and quiet. Everyone wants to be God. But here, Lord Mahavishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, wants to be a servant of the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So there you have it. We should put some energy into spreading Krishna's glories in this channel. And then Krishna will gradually move you more. How you can please him better. You have the time, you have the energy. You're not old men and old ladies. Go out, have Hari now. Go out, distribute prasad. Invite people to your weekly meeting. Be active, don't be lazy. Get going. Use your body, mind, intelligence for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna will bless you. And you'll be happy in this way. Sure, sometimes people will make fun of you. Sometimes people will take it out of you. But sometimes people will be very happy to hear from you. And this will give you strength in your spiritual development. Don't, as I I was speaking the last time I was here. You can't just sit peacefully while these people are killing themselves. Can't you do that? You have to help them. And don't think, well, who am I to help? During an emergency, anyone can come forward and get the special recognition. Anyone. You shouldn't think, oh, I'm just a bushman. How can I help? If someone's house is on fire, with children trapped inside, anyone will try to help. You won't say, oh, I've not been trained for this, or I have another job to do. No, you race into the house, grab the kids, try to help. So we should feel that way about assisting Lord Chaitanya. We have books to study, keep our intelligence fresh. How can we interest others in the books if we don't read the books ourselves? We have prasad to nourish body and spirit, to distribute to others also. We have the holy name to vibrate. Become active around these things. And then you'll notice the modes of ignorance and passion will be far from you. And you'll be happy simply by being active in Krishna's service. Yes, we're doing devotional service. We can do it. Every morning, you are singing, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasya Prasada, Nagati Prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, you please Krishna. When you please spiritual master, you please Krishna. When the spiritual master displeases, there's all destruction of the spiritual path. But here is your chance, how to please everyone. Guru, Krishna, you can do it all simply by going out, preaching, teaching the message of Krishna consciousness. That, of course, involves having a Krishna conscious home, raising a Krishna conscious family. People want to see that. Invite people to your home for programs. They'll come in very desperate sometimes or very complacent sometimes, but let them come. A great difference the more you do this. Study books, Srila Prabhupada's dearest activity. You've done it before enough. Meet people. Just be Krishna's man in the town. Out on the street. Here I am. How are you? I saw you yesterday. That's all right. Hare Krishna, how are you today? I'll see you tomorrow too. You're not going anywhere? I'm not going anywhere. Might as well get to know one another. That should be your attitude. That's how you can do a small town. Just treat everybody like you're going to see them for the rest, every day for the rest of their life. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. Might as well take another look at the book today. Tomorrow? You say you'll get the book tomorrow. Okay, I'll be here. Have some fun. Go out. Be active. She can do it too. She can tell others about Krishna. Ame's daughter, Varsham, she's 3 years old. She distributes books. Even her little baby. This way, by service, you'll be unhappy. And then we'll see what Krishna has in store for everyone. Make it so that all the other devotees in New Zealand are talking, what's going on there in Tokoroa? Well, these guys are out of it. What are they doing? They're more fired up than us. You better get it together. Yeah, have some spirit, some team spirit. jam you around seriously. Continue following the regular principles strictly, and Krishna will lead you on potency. Live simply. Hear about Krishna, talk about Krishna, raise your children in Krishna consciousness. Don't sit around just scratching your head and say, I feel like this. Oh, now I feel like that. Oh, what will become of me? How's your mood? Do you know what's your mood? What's your mood? How do you feel? Oh, you feel like that? Well, I feel like this. How's your day? Huh? How's my day? Oh, this and that. Or, become dynamic in Krishna's service. You'll make a big difference. Any questions? Sing Hare Krishna? Yes. So I'll give this town a good shot, and then we'll see what the story is. What would you do if you knew you were going to die in a year? What would you do? Right. But the thing is, you might die tomorrow. You don't know if you have a year. You don't know if you have 7 days, like Pritchett Maharaj. You might die tomorrow. What would you do if you had, if you knew you had a year to go? Right. You stop worrying about your cheese real quick, would you? But you don't know that you have one day. What would you do if you knew you had a year to live? So then, since you don't know that you have a year, you might have even 10 minutes. Why don't you do it? It's your actions that your mouth is. Krishna consciousness is not a belief. Faith in action. That's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield. Active place, just to show everyone. No question of belief, all action. How you act, that shows your belief. So you also associate with one another to build up your energies, get them cooking. Going. I talk stick now as soon as I leave, you know. Back into the dense darkness again. How much have you chanted? Well, there's no limit, you know. So, these are experienced devotees here. You should try to assist them. As your superiors who can help you over the pitfalls. They've been through some pitfalls, they know them all. And if you ever need some help, of course you can always come back. Stop hating your life, this is too much. And this delusion about helping your parents. You're not helping them, you're hindering them. You're helping them continue with the illusion that it's your life. our son doing? Let us find out, or at least understand that he's not interested in material life. Why are we so interested? For something. Families generally, they all like to go down the ship together. Sometimes you read about ships sinking and the family members are holding hands as the ship goes down. I couldn't like it, huh? We all go down together. I always tell the story when I was a young boy, about 8 years old. My father would put us in the car and we'd go out to the International Airport in New York. And then go to a road which was right before the road. And get out of the car and then face the oncoming planes, which were like just practically touching the top of your car, practically over the top of your head. You just face that and you kind of feel the exhilaration of material progress, you know, as the planes, the jets roaring. Because in New York Airport, sometimes a day a plane lands like every 30 seconds. So, one afternoon, the plane is just roaring over your head. The wheels practically touching you, you know, the top of your head. And you stand there facing them as they kind of, those people, they park their cars and they get out and they do that. So I remember, you know, I did it for about 5 minutes. I was just 8 years old. So then I just went back in the car. No, this is crazy. I had enough of this. You know, could be dangerous too. My father got real mad. You come out here right now. We're all going to do this together. In other words, if there's danger, we're all going to take it together. We're a family. No way. So family life is like that, you know, we all go down with the ship together. We'll all be fooled together. Is that what you want? So make some adjustments. And do real work to help your family become Krishna conscious. Don't be an ass. What an ass does, it carries burdens unnecessarily. What's the reward for the ass? Some grass. The ass works all day carrying these burdens, and at the end of the day, what does the owner give the ass? Some grass.
Any questions?
keeping the house clean and serving nice meals for the family. Inspiring your husband. Not being a nag. And it's no cheese in the refrigerator. Come on, time to put cheese. Does she say like that, Destiny? So you all are coming up for Friday? Doors.